Look, if you had one shot or one opportunity to get away from everything, everyone, would you do it or just let it slip? Yo.
Now, Walden might not have been a Times bestseller, but we learned plenty from his lessons, so let me tell ya. Its impact on the culture will be felt, but not till 20 years after it hit a shelf. See, most people live their lives half asleep, doing what they're told, functioning like sheep. But Henry David Thoreau was determined to be different, so one day he made a life-altering decision. He would live 2 years in a cabin, in the woods, far from anything that was happening. No phone, no one could contact him. No interactions meant no distractions. He could focus on the beauty of nature, strengthening his spirit, becoming complete. Eating to live instead of living to eat, while living the mental prison when you can be free. This experiment would teach him true existence, reading, farming, learning, and fishing. No talking, just listening. Nothing brings focus quite like distance. The time would prove to be influential. He'd find deep meaning in the seemingly simple. And like magic wave from a wand, everything changed on Walden Pond.
When the world gets you down, there's a place you can go. Back to Walden Pond like Henry David Thoreau. Living in the woods with no internet or phone. 2 years, 2 months, 2 days all alone. When the world disappoints you, there's a place you can go. Marching to a different drummer, Henry David Thoreau. Living in the woods with no radio or phone. 2 years, 2 months, 2 days all alone. Cabin life was peaceful, nature over people. Nobody's deceitful, everything was equal. No food, he wasn't making a scene. He just planted and tended 2 acres of beans. He developed 2 distinct personas. Hermit and poet, no strangers to drama. They would argue about what he was there for. Rearranged everything he thought he cared for. The poet would conjure up visions, a past residence of the cabin that he lived in. Poor tradesmen, runaway slaves, in their company is where he spent most days. He prefers solitude, just being alone, not gazing or staring at a phone. With his environment, he formed a strong bond, as seasons passed on Walden Pond. When the world gets you down, there's a place you can go. Back to Walden Pond like Henry David Thoreau. Living in the woods with no internet or phone. 2 years, 2 months, 2 days all alone. When the world disappoints you, there's a place you can go. Marching to a different drummer, Henry David Thoreau. Living in the woods with no radio or phone. 2 years, 2 months, 2 days all alone.
Now Walden might not have been a Times bestseller, but we learned plenty from his lessons, so let me tell ya. His impact on the culture will be felt, but not till 20 years after it hit a shelf. See, most people live their lives half asleep, doing what they're told, functioning like sheep. But Henry David Thoreau was determined to be different, so one day he made a life-altering decision.
When the winter months close in, and the lake outside is frozen, he takes a stick and pokes holes in, just to see how deep the lake goes. 100 feet, but as it starts to get late though, Irish workers cut cubes and take those to sell. First he's upset at all of them, but now everyone will get a piece of Walden.
A crack in the roar, the ice starts thawing, leaves turn green and birds start calling. Summertime is here, I suppose, so the Walden experiment comes to a close. A whole 2 years of intense self-discovery, probably needed another year for recovery. But yo, he left us with lessons. Meet your life head on, be aware of your blessings.
So much potential untapped. Once it's over, you can't come back. Any sort of fear or resentment will diminish when you find your fulfillment in life. Don't chase riches, find truth, live life to the full extent. Gotta give it 110%, cause you only get one. When it's gone, it's gone. One of many lessons learned on Walden Pond. When the world gets you down, there's a place you can go. Back to Walden Pond like Henry David Thoreau. Living in the woods with no internet or phone. 2 years, 2 months, 2 days all alone. When the world disappoints you, there's a place you can go. Marching to a different drummer, Henry David Thoreau. Living in the woods with no radio or phone. 2 years, 2 months, 2 days all alone.